President Bush says the continued violence in Iraq will not affect the scheduled June 30th transfer of authority to Iraqis, but the security situation has prompted the U.S. military to examine its options for sending additional troops to Iraq. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from the Pentagon.
For months, Pentagon and military leaders have insisted they have enough troops to secure Iraq, even as members of Congress called for additional forces. But now a senior U.S. military official with Central Command, which oversees American forces in the Middle East, says they're rethinking the issue as part of prudent planning. He said, quote, "Given the events of this weekend and the obvious potential for more demonstrations and more violence, we've asked staff to take a look and see what forces are available out there in a quick response mode in the event they should be needed," end quote. The senior military official, who asked not to be named, stressed that commanders believe they have enough troops on the ground and have not requested any additional forces. But deadly gun battles with militia loyal to the young militant cleric Muqtada al-Sadr and the possibility they could escalate, as well as continued fighting in the Sunni stronghold of Fallujah, prompted the reassessment for a worst-case scenario. The official said, "If this thing got out of control, we'd have to start looking at the numbers of forces that we have in theater and whether they were adequate to meet our needs." There are now 134,000 U.S. troops in Iraq, a figure that was scheduled to go down in coming weeks. Robert Scales, a retired Army Major General, says the U.S. may have adequate numbers, but not the right type of troops. General Scales says it may be time for the U.S. to create several large, specialized, quick-reaction forces to respond more effectively to trouble spots.
You need a sort of strategic reaction force that's able to respond to these types of emergencies and to pile on in these areas to try to quell the violence. And normally that requires large doses of close combat and maneuver soldiers like infantry and armor and so forth.
On Monday, the U.S. announced that an Iraqi judge has issued an arrest warrant for Sadr. The biggest U.S. fear is of an all-out Shia-on-Sunni civil war or even Shia-on-Shia clashes. On Monday, the foreign minister of Qatar, a key U.S. Persian Gulf ally, called developments in Iraq alarming, adding, "We fear we're facing a civil war in Iraq." The senior Central Command official dismissed that idea, noting that the majority of Shia don't condone or support the work of Sadr, whose power base is mainly confined to a slum in North Baghdad and neighborhood pockets of four southern Iraqi cities. But retired General Scales says if the U.S. acts on the Sadr arrest warrant or moves to disarm his militia forces, Americans must do so with utmost care not to alienate moderate Shia, especially during the upcoming Shia Holy Festival of Arbayin.
I do think eventually this arrest warrant has to be acted on, but it doesn't have to be right now. And it doesn't have to occur during this period of heightened sensitivity and danger within the Shiite community. And then when the occasion arises in a particular period of vulnerability, then execute the arrest warrant. But it's not wise to go in with guns blazing into a mosque and attempt to snatch this guy, particularly not now and not in the next few weeks.
Meantime, the continued violence has prompted some U.S. lawmakers, including some in the president's own party, to call for additional forces. Senator Richard Lugar, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, on ABC's This Week.
It may be that we do need more troops, and the question whether the troops are to spare, only Secretary Rumsfeld and others can answer. It's a good question.
But you'd be for more troops now.
Yes, because I think we have to have security.
Senator Lugar doubted the fledgling Iraqi police and civil defense forces would be ready by July to assume more security duties and to disarm militias. Lugar questioned whether the scheduled June 30th transfer of authority was realistic. But President Bush Monday insisted the handover date would not be delayed.
Obviously constantly in touch with Jerry Bremer on the transfer of sovereignty. The United Nations is over there now. The United Nations representative is there now to work on the onto whom we transfer sovereignty. In other words, it's one thing to decide it's transfer. We're now in the process of deciding what the entity will look like to whom we will transfer sovereignty. But no, the date remains firm.
Meantime, Muqtada al-Sadr shows no sign of backing down. On Monday, the U.S. Administrator Bremer called the radical Shiite cleric an outlaw. In a statement, Sadr said, "If outlaw means breaking the law of the American tyranny and filthy constitution for Iraq, I'm proud of that," he said, adding, "That's why I'm in revolt." Eric Westervelt, NPR News, The Pentagon.